In a town beset by earthquakes, secrets can shake loose from the most unlikely places. Tales from Spasming Hill.
Rex Oakle-Smythe, Newsmaster. Important reports reported importantly.
Danger.
On guard, news fans.
Intrigue.
Is that what you're wearing?
What?
Outrage.
That'll be $3.99.
I object!
Rex Oakle-Smythe, the man, the myth, the low-fat yogurt sweeping the nation. Reporting for the Daily Spasm.
So do you have your campaign plan all set?
Plan? Ha! I don't need a plan. Vorthox will fall before me like wheat beneath a threshing machine.
Oh, you're gonna slice him into tiny pieces?
Probably not. But who knows? As mayor, I'm above the law. Heck, I am the law. Thaddeus was right. I should totally get a badge.
It's like Spider-Man said, power corrupts. Therefore, get really corrupt and have a lot of power, because responsibility is for dopes.
Truly words to live by. But aren't we meant to be doing a show?
Yep. Warren, hit it!
Mysteries abound in Spasmin Hill. People breaking laws just for the thrill of it. And these low-down crooks even read forbidden books. But the Daily Spasm crew's on the case, sniffing out the clues. Putting down crime just to top of the line. Investigating dudes.
Hello, and welcome to this afternoon's installation of We Are Investigators, the segment where we do things that are probably better left to real law enforcement agencies.
Or private eyes with wide-brimmed hats and drinking problems, Rex.
Them too, Jackie. I'm Rex Oakle-Smythe, chief reporter for the Daily Spasm, and this is my news intern, Mayor-elect Jacqueline Hyde.
Remember to vote for me and my terrifying doppelganger in the upcoming election, citizens. My campaign promise of the day is, you'll regret it if you don't.
They probably, certainly will. But now to business. We're standing outside the plant, where we'll shortly be taken on a guided tour through the premises to get a first-hand look at what's happening inside.
Following the recent semi-successful extraplanar invasion by Soda National Industries that saw them reinstated in their old headquarters down by the haunted conifer grove, the Daily Spasm has decided to snoop around in the various factories and hubs of industry in Spasming Hill. We'll be applying our trademark Mary Sue test, where we'll decide if we're married to their principles or whether we'll sue them for being evil. Or, like, being more evil than usual. Or whatever.
I can say with confidence that the test has never failed before, because we haven't used it before, and also because it's a really great test. In fact, it's my greatest invention since the Zorko Smash!
It's time! Let's head in and meet our factory guide.
The front door appears to be broken.
Listeners, the revolving door leading into the plant is rotating rapidly, carrying along with it unfortunate employees who never made it out. Their hollow, emaciated faces pressed to the glass seem to be pleading with us to intercede and end their miserable existence. Aw, just watching their funny fish-faced desperation gives me a warm glow. What are you doing, Rex?
Getting a picture? My followers on Snapchat are gonna love this. I'm gonna use that silly filter which replaces people's eyes with rows of sharpened teeth gnashing hungrily in real time.
Snapchat? Why, Rex, I do believe you've made it into the computer age. And oh, hey, there's a sign pointing to a side entrance. Come on, Rex.
Scent. It sure gives a new meaning to stuck at work, doesn't it, Jackie?
No comment. Okay, we're about on time. I'll knock. Anybody home?
Oh, hello. We're from the Daily...
Oh, my sainted force! You're from the taxation office, aren't you? Oh, please. We didn't know. How can we file taxes when we don't produce anything mortal minds can comprehend? Please, I beg of you, spare me! Spare me!
Are you Penelope?
I didn't do it. It was Daniel. I would never. Your agent, it just vanished. We don't know where it went. Ursula said...
Calm down your potato farm, Penny! We're not from the taxation office.
You're not?
How could we be? We're not even wearing the regulation silly red clown noses the agents of the taxation office used to help ease the tension.
Oh, of course. Of course you are. Forgive me. We had an incident a few months ago and, well, never mind. Welcome to the plant. I'm Penelope Glumbutton, the floor manager. You must be the reporters from the Daily Spasm?
That's a me!
Rex, don't be offensive.
What?
But yes, Penelope, we are. Will you be showing us around?
Yes, it's not my job, you understand. But Daniel, well, he hasn't been the same since. Please come inside. You must be cold.
Thank you.
Gee, it's warm as toast in here.
Yes, the machinery has a tendency to heat up the building. May I take your coats?
Absolutely.
Please.
I'll just stick these in the visitor's office and then we can begin. Wait here, please.
So what do you think that was all about?
I have no idea, but something odd's going on around here. Tangling with the taxation office? Well, even I wouldn't mess around with them. Believe it or not, there are things scarier than me out there.
Like spiders.
Yes, Rex, like spiders. Hell, it's stifling in here. There's no airflow whatsoever.
Maybe the ventilation's clogged. With spiders.
Maybe. But how can the workers possibly work? Shh. She's coming back. Act nonchalant and eager.
Like these?
No.
Okay, here's your visitor passes. Hey, are you alright, mister?
Call me Rex Bottom Scram Dram.
Sorry about him. He's Rex, I'm Jackie.
Oh yeah, Jacqueline Hyde.
Okay, professional mode, go.
Yes. Please follow me.
Come on, Rex, don't blow this. I have a feeling we can get a really great story here.
Don't worry about me, J-Monster. Stealth was my grandfather's middle name, after he had it legally changed to Stealth.
As I'm sure you're both aware, the plant is the single greatest employer of citizens in Spasming Hill. We provide more jobs than the Hardcore Cardboard Recycling Corps and the Gerbil Guys combined. Without the plant, Spasming Hill's unemployment rate would be at least 260% higher than it is at present.
Outstanding. And what kind of positions do you have here?
Oh, the usual. Now, over here we have...
The usual? What's usual for a place like this?
You know, managers. I'm a manager. Daniel is, will have been my manager. Yes, we have many managers. It's important to manage the plant correctly.
But what are you managing? Who's working all the machinery, for example?
That would be the employees. They're the ones who work the equipment.
So your two categories are manager and employee?
Yes, that's right. Now, over here we
have... But that's
have...
ridiculous! You can't run a business like that!
What's that revving sound?
Revving sound?
Yeah. It sounds like somebody gunning an engine. Like Mega Car Guy Hero Speed Racer would do.
Rex, I don't hear anything.
It's just the machinery. Now, please, can we move on?
I guess.
On the right, you can see the steps leading down to the basement. That's where my office is.
You put your managers in the basement. Unorthodox.
Not all the managers. I'm a member of the CFG, you know.
Oh, that explains it.
Oh, the old Church of Overwhelming Gravity, eh? How's Janine Ravensburger doing? She's still ticking along?
Our venerable lodestone? Oh, fine. Her partner contracted a case of the floats recently, though. Poor thing. Hasn't touched the ground in weeks. May the Force forgive him. Hey, where are you going?
I assumed we would be heading down to take a look.
At the basement? No. There's nothing down there. Nothing for anyone who breathes in and breathes out, gently squandering their long years of existence with mindless gas exchange, anyway. Just the shipping bay and my office.
They're not part of the tour, then? That's suspicious. You wouldn't happen to be hiding something, would you?
No, it's under renovations, is all. We... Rex, no photography.
Why not? My Snapchat followers love gritty industrial interiors. Especially Vermilion Bandersnatch. She always sends back the cutest hand-drawn revenge threats. Besides, any pictures I send are deleted seconds later, ensuring complete digital security.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to delete them now. It's a matter of plant policy.
Close of business in 15 minutes. Would all employees please finish what they're doing and take completed items to the shipping bay for pickup? Penny, show our guests the factory floor. They wouldn't want to miss what we do here.
What? Who the heck was that?
And why are your hallways filled with cameras? I mean, there's a reason to have exactly 7 in every private citizen's home, but why are so many here?
That was Daniel, my manager. He likes checking in. Now, come. I'll show you the factory floor. You can meet some of our workers.
But, Jackie, what about the cameras? Do you think they're Snapchatting us?
Rex, I don't know. But listeners, if you can hear us, remember that we're doing this for you. Whatever mystery lies in wait, I, your stalwart mayor, will face it while Vorthox cowers in his pajamas. Remember to vote Jekyll and Hyde this next election. Anyway, let's go, I guess.
Hey, Jackie.
What?
Speed Racer.
What?
You don't hear it?
The machinery? Yeah, I hear it.
No, is it? Actually, never mind.
The main factory floor was deserted when the Indigo Foundation first bought it, 16 years ago. Previously, it was the showroom for a gang of rogue used car dealers who were busted for multiple counts of tyre skinning, odometer fixing, and holding loud rave parties after everyone was asleep. Now, of course, it houses the manufacturing equipment used to produce the plant's many goods.
Pen, you did a horrible job elaborating on the company earlier, so here's your chance to redeem yourself. What kind of things does the plant produce?
Confidential.
Bless you.
Excuse me?
That information is confidential.
I see. So, what you're telling me, Penny, is that this plant, which, according to you, is the largest employer in Spasming Hill, produces goods that are completely confidential. Therefore, and correct me if I'm wrong, this product or products unknown, worked on by dozens of employees and shipped out to various businesses and places of sale, are secrets that cannot be disclosed to reporters checking in to see if anything shady is going on. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but your whole operation is shiftier than a moving company.
Shadier than a tree wearing sunglasses.
It's company policy, okay? I don't have any say in this.
Fine, whatever. I have to say, this is the lamest tour I have ever been on, and I don't feel like I've learned anything at all. And why is it so hot in here?
Close of business in 10 minutes. All goods to the shipping bay. All goods to the shipping bay, please. Poor Penny doesn't have a choice, you know. We all have to follow orders sometime, don't we, Jackie? But you wouldn't know about that, would you?
Hey, Penny. Is Daniel Gasman?
Rex, he's my manager, and I won't say anything against him. Maybe you should both come back and take the tour another day.
Why, Penny? It's just getting so interesting, too.
Fine. We're nearly at the factory floor, anyway.
Who are those people standing next to the doors?
They don't look very friendly.
Oh no, they're already here.
Penny, who are they?
Auditors from the taxation office, but they weren't meant to come today. They weren't meant to come!
A reminder that guests from the taxation office will be visiting today for a routine inspection. Do not be alarmed. They are only here to check. They are only here to check. They only wish to check. They are only here to check.
What are they doing?
Look at their red clown noses.
They are only here to check.
Penny, no!
They are only here to check!
Ben here, from the Indigo Foundation. You know, a lot of people don't know what we here at the Indigo Foundation do. They're like, I'm on a tour, right? And you've got this equipment and these nifty offices, but what is any of it really? Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't really matter. You walk down our hallways, but that does not mean you are welcome. Our business is our own affair, and you would do best to direct your gaze elsewhere. What does it matter what we produce, Jacqueline? Why are you so interested? What does any of it mean to you? Meaning? Is it not enough just to be? We're nothing but quantum uncertainties, and you ask us what it means. That's rich coming from you, Jacqueline. That is very rich. But the Indigo Foundation doesn't understand your question. We refuse to understand your question. After all, we employ so very many people, Sarah. We employ so very, very few.
Can you hear us?
God, it's so hot down here. It's hotter than a sauna. Made of fire. Where are we?
We got away down the stairs, so I'd guess this is Penelope's office. The plaque on the desk says Penelope Glumbutton's office, so yeah, that.
Have you ever thought about the phrase sweating bullets? What does it mean? Like, am I shooting people with my sweat? Like, well, sorry, not. My degree in forbidden sciences suggested that probably wouldn't work.
Rex, shut up and focus. There's something very sinister going on around here.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, come on. Even you can't be that thick. Did you see what they did to Penelope?
Jackie, innocent until proven guilty is the foundation of our legal system. Maybe they're just repossessing Penelope for tax purposes.
Do you have any idea how stupid that is? Oh, watch out behind you. There's a camera.
Where? Zorkle Flyer!
Good one, dude.
Hey, rude. That camera was private property. Now you're a vandal, and vandals are criminals.
First, no I'm not. You are. And second, why'd you swing at it then?
When you said camera, I thought you said spider. Spammer. Spider.
Putting that aside. Listeners, spammer. Our tour has been brutally interrupted in the most dramatic way. Our poor tour guide Penelope was seized by agents of the taxation office sporting silly fun clown noses, and then something probably happened to her.
She doesn't know because she was too busy running away.
Hey, so were you. Also, it was a brave tactical retreat.
Which rhymes with lame, craptical defeat.
No, shut up. Also, we're still not safe. The tension is undiminished, and so is the mystery. What exactly is the Indigo Foundation trying to hide?
If you're just joining us, remember that this is our new We Are Investigators segment, where we figure out answers to questions just like those.
Well, we can't go back upstairs. The taxation office agents are around. I'd love to find that creep Daniel and pound him until he gives us some explanations, but I have no idea where he is.
So what do we do, brains? You're the criminal mastermind here. I'm just a humble reporter.
I'm thinking, okay? As soon as we leave this office, they'll be on to us. The question is, what'll they do about it?
Hey, look, it's a picture of Penny with Lana Uriah Mischievous, who runs the Adventure Zone in town. Oh, they're so happy together. You can even see one of the escape rooms filled with dangerous metal spikes and timed explosives in the background. Jackie, did you hear that?
Yeah, Rex, I heard it that time. Was this what you heard earlier?
That's right. It sounds exactly like Speed Racer, except now it's louder.
It sounds close. Like it's on this floor. Actually, Penny said there was a shipping bay down here. I bet you, if anything, it's coming from there.
Well, let's go investigate.
Okay, hold up a second. Alright, the coast is clear.
Neato! Why are you whispering?
We've gotta be sneaky, Rex. Real sneaky.
Close of business. All employees, please vacate the shipping bay. I repeat, please vacate the shipping bay for delivery collection.
Well, well, Jackie. Seems we've found you again. Naughty, naughty in the basement. Didn't Penelope tell you not to go down there?
Just ignore it, Rex. He's a voice in a box. What's he gonna do?
Announce us to death?
What?
How rude. Just because I'm a disembodied voice doesn't make me any less of a person. What do you think, Pen?
Certainly not, Daniel. The Indigo Foundation has a long history of employing people who lack corporeal forms. Lucky for me. If they didn't, I guess I'd be out of a job.
And wouldn't that be tragic? Who would I have to supervise?
Listeners, if you're hearing this, please inform the authorities living under your couch. Spasming Hill must know the Indigo Foundation's villainy.
Whatever's going on here, it definitely doesn't carry Chef Boyardee's saucy seal of approval.
Oh, please. All of the Indigo Foundation's operations are officially sanctioned by the town's statutes. And you should know, Mayor.
I would never agree to this. This monstrousness. Eviscerating non-compliance is one thing, but turning them into robots?
Wait, I got one. I can't believe it.
I'm wounded, Jackie. We only just met, and already you'd prefer that I were dead.
What? No, I mean...
Surely you see that the Indigo Foundation are the best employers. Most companies would let you go following the destruction of your physical form, but the Indigo Foundation, they treasure their employees so much they just can't let them go.
They won't let them go.
Jackie, they won't let us go. Jackie, they just won't. It's out of love. Can't you see they love us? It's out of love.
This
it's
is wrong.
Real love.
This is so wrong.
Pure love.
How is it
they
any difference to what they did to Daft Punk, Jackie?
Love.
Their
love.
Managers replaced them with
they
robots
never
and
let
no
us
one
leave.
Even raised
they
a fuss.
They will never stop loving us.
Face it,
always love. They will never stop.
I hate to interrupt, but none of this answers what we came here to discover.
And what was that? You interrupted my stellar tour so many times, I must have missed it.
What the heck do you even make here? What's the point of this whole super secret robo replacement scheme?
But of course, you're nearly at the shipping bay. Why don't you find out for yourselves?
Oh, yeah.
So here we are.
Yep.
Listeners, the room is filled with small boxes of every shape, piled up in towering haphazard stacks. The largest is no bigger than a Christmas parcel, while the smallest is the size of my hand. What is all this junk? Why on earth would they need such huge machinery to make it?
I don't know, Jackie, but I'm more interested in that revving sound. It seems to be coming from the other side of this pile.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Huh. This isn't what I expected.
There's so many motorcycles. It's like the opening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Excuse me. Sorry. I know we're not meant to be here, but can any of you tell us what you're actually collecting?
I can't tell if they're watching us or not from beneath those helmets. Safety has never been scary.
It's unsettling, I agree. They're just picking up the packages one by one and roaring away into the night with them tucked under one arm, like the only bit of hope left in an otherwise hopeless world. This is the most inefficient method of delivery I've ever seen. You can't seriously expect me to believe that every single package has been custom-made for them.
It's true. Think about the fuel costs. Also, where the heck are all these motorcycles coming from? It's just one never-ending stream of motorcycles.
So this is the Indigo Foundation's secret. But why?
Motorcycles.
I'm going over there to talk to one of them, Rex.
Hey, better you than me.
Thanks. Okay, I can do this. Hey, you! Over there! Hold up a minute! I want to talk! Jekyll and Hyde from the Daily Spasm.
Folks are just striding over, their eyes blazing towards one of the helmeted figures reaching for a package.
Hey, stop!
The figure has ignored her and is continuing to try and tug the package out.
I said stop! Ah!
Oh, Jackie has slapped it to the floor. The package is cracked open and spilled its contents onto the ground.
Oops. I'm sorry. But hey, since you're here, can you...
Oh no, the helmeted figure has slammed its helmet into her head, jumped back onto its motorcycle, and sped away into the night. A fearsome blow has been struck here today, folks. I guess I should probably check if she's okay. Jackie. Jackie, you with me?
Mm.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, wake up. Wake up, buddy. Wake up, buddy. Do you want a tummy scratch? Buddy.
Rex?
Yes, Jackie? What are your last words before you pass away, leaving me everything that you own?
You're...
Yes, money? Prizes? A ticket to Scaradice?
You're an idiot.
Okay, she seems fine to me. So what's in the package? I guess they weren't kidding when they said they made goods mortal minds could not fathom. Oh well. And that brings us to the end of our new segment, We Are Investigators! If you enjoyed this frankly terrifying romp through the mystery-rich hallways of the Indigo Foundation, send us some feedback. Take a break from your usual whining for bloodshed and give us some constructive criticism for once, you heathens! I'd also like to thank our sponsor for today, who in an unethical and code-violating twist is also the Indigo Foundation. I don't know why my producer Warren would allow this, but hey, any sponsorship is a good sponsorship. Check out their unfathomable products wherever violent helmet-clad motorists take them.
It's motorcyclists, you dolt.
Attaboy. You nurse that concussion and take 3 pills in the morning. And listeners, if we manage to escape the Foundation's clutches intact, catch us again soon with another exciting segment we made up because it seemed like a good idea at the time. Also, stay tuned for my friend Rinaldus the Great and his band of singing spirits in Spirited Away the Musical, featuring a whimsical plot of magic and mayhem told in 3 hours of shrill, uncontrollable wailing.
Well, that was super weird. And hey, the sponsorship messages are decided weeks in advance. It's not like I knew you were going to be spontaneously breaking into the Indigo Foundation's plan to steal all their robot secrets. Come on, you guys. Anyway, Tales from Spasming Hill is written and created by Sam Barron. Dower Reporters and Replicant Busters Rex and Jackie were channeled by Davey Reynolds and Sharon Elkind. The poor tour operator Penelope Glumbutton was dutifully brought to us by Tiny Payne, who swears she was just following orders, and she didn't know. Liam Scarrett managed to play Daniel, the manager and robot overlord guy thing, I think. Tales from Spasming Hill is recorded at 2SER Studios in Sydney, Australia. And so I was talking about the email saga and how I thought that station management was filtering out all the feedback you sent to spasminghill@gmail.com, which is why we haven't gotten any. Well, I have the solution. It's brilliant. Next week, prepare for the fireworks. Management around the station, let's just say, it's going to change. I'm Warren, the producer, signing out.